It's Super Friday on ESPN West Palm. Presented by Twin Peaks, Celsius, the Miami Open, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, Hard Rock Bet, and Formula One. Here are your hosts, Josh Cohen and Christian Catt.
As we reach the midway point, halftime of our Super Friday coverage here at ESPN 106.3, as we are live, if you want to see it, you can watch it on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play. Free to watch. Not sure why you'd want to, but by all means, you're welcome to do such. You guys work really hard on it. It's the least they can do.
That's right. I appreciate them watching.
Brian McLovin-Rowitz was offended. He is also, like J-Mart, a fellow home team Evan Cohen survivor. Survived Evco Radio, survived JC, and the home team experience. And you're the better man for it.
I am. I would used to go back to back. It would be.
You used to go back to back.
Home team into Evan, right?
Did the company buy you therapists for that?
Yes,
I mean, they covered 100%. Your therapy.
Once they realized, like, oh, yeah, just do whatever, make sure we hit the brakes, everything was better.
One of the proudest graduates of Hobart College, Chris Carlin, joins us in just a moment. By the way, we got to get an update on the status of he and his family life. Based on the fact that we got glitter on him at the Boca Bowl, and it looked like he may have been, you know, in the champagne room.
Yeah, right. A supposed work trip to South Florida.
You don't got to call, as Usher said here, you don't got to call. That's okay, girl, because I'll be your lover tonight. I believe that those are the lyrics. Usher will be halftime coming up on Sunday. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. Sounds like a great afternoon with Chris Carlin, doesn't it? Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree, all the games that you can watch and wager. Of course, your UFC fight headquarters, the official UFC fight headquarters, never a cover to watch the fights, whether it's boxing, MMA, or the worldwide leader, UFC. Twin Peaks, with happy hour, weekdays, and locations all around. Six of them, as a matter of fact, in our listening area. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, as well. Palm Beach Heights Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Twin Peaks is a good place to go when you don't want to go home because your kids are ungrateful and so is the wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever. Go hide out for a little bit at Twin Peaks, the ultimate guys sports lodge. Our next guest, as I mentioned, one of the most esteemed graduates, I believe, of Hobart College. You hear him hosting Carlin versus Joe weekdays noon to 3 on ESPN Radio nationally. And they get that 1 hour here in West Palm Beach until we finally get rid of Ken. We know Theo's quitting.
Right,
so that's, that goes without us. And no way Stone can be trusted. So we welcome Chris Carlin back onto, well, I guess with me and C-Cat, the home team part of our Super Friday coverage. Carlin, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. I'm great, Josh. What's going on?
We're glad to have you back. We hope things were okay when you returned back from Boca because you did have a little bit of that, well, dancer glitter or whatever on your. We don't know how it got there. But everything okay? Because it's hard to explain, right? It's not what you think it is. Like when you get a bad haircut, which Carl and I haven't worried about in a few years, but that whole, like, it's not what you... But did you get rid of the glitter from your Boca Bowl broadcast call?
I did. I didn't hear anything about it.
That's good.
So I would call that either a good thing that I didn't hear anything about it or a bad thing if she is, in fact, holding on to that for a rainy day.
So,
but I don't believe that to be the case.
Yeah.
All indications would be that whatever it is that they were throwing at the Boca Bowl that ended up on me.
Marriage sounds fun. The whole saving it for a rainy day to throw in your face. The marriage thing sounds fun. It does. For you guys, not so much.
Listen, let's be truthful here. Marriage is about keeping score. Everybody knows that. So, you know, chances are you're losing if you're me. So you're just trying to stay in the game somehow.
But you got to keep score, and you got to keep some ammunition. You got to save some bullets, right? Just in case. Oh yeah. Well, what about the time that you?
Yeah, but the problem is she has grenades to throw, and I, have a pop gun.
Yeah,
basically.
I understand.
I have material to work with.
I'm reminded of that episode of The Office in which Michael Scott and Holly had that disagreement. And Michael Scott said, how do you tell someone that you really care about? I told you so. And I guess the point is you're not supposed to, right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. Carlin, you and I come from an era of wink, wink, when Al Michaels would say on a Monday night game, well, this game is definitely over. And then, you know, Dennis Miller would say in like the year 2000, what do you mean, Albino? Cook-a-choo, 4 minutes left. Ra-cha-cha. This is the Mesopotamian era. And we're like, no, he's talking about the over-under. it's so open now. It's so part of the story now. And then on the screen, it says, you know, minus two, 47 and a half, over under total. But let's be honest. Did you ever think we would see a Super Bowl being played in Las Vegas?
No. No.
Same.
Absolutely not. I did not think that that was going to happen. And I certainly didn't think it was going to happen kind of this quickly. Yep. When you look at how quickly the league embraced it. I mean, they went from, yeah, the Raiders can go there, to, yeah, we'll build a stadium, to, yeah, we'll have the entire centerpiece of the league there and pay no attention to all the other gambling things. But listen, once it was clear that they were going to be able to cash in on it with deals with all of these gambling companies once they were made legal, and they were also going to get their piece of it with the integrity fee?
Yep.
You know?
Right.
It's jump in with both feet. Jump in the water. It's nice and warm in here.
But you were on the air, and it was just a couple of years before, you know, the Supreme Court, I think it was 2016 or 2015, in which Tony Romo was told, you can't host your little private event in Las Vegas, even though it's got nothing to do with the team, a game. It was like a fantasy football thing.
It was.
Right? I mean, you remember that, like, he was banned explicitly. But then 2 years later, you know what? We can take billions of dollars from all these guys, and I guess it's okay.
But that's all that matters. Why are we ever surprised by anything like that?
Yeah.
That's all that matters in the end, as long as they are getting their cut. And that's the case not just with the NFL. That's the case in life.
Yeah.
Can I do anything? Well,
yeah.
No, you really can't. Oh, I'm getting 12%. Done.
Yeah, everybody's got a price, right? Didn't didn't Demi Moore teach us that with Robert Redford in Indecent Proposal? Poor Woody Harrelson trying to get to a helicopter before he went off and smashed on that yacht. He had Herbie Hancock playing piano. That no one remembers what I'm talking about.
Ted DiBiase taught me that, the Million Dollar Man.
I learned that from the Million Dollar Man.
Everyone's got a price.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Leave it to the wrestling nerds, Carlin and McLovin. Yeah. You guys know. All right, let's go wrestling for a second, because you guys know I don't know. Apparently, there's a fella named Rock or the Rocky or something. Yeah. And then there's another dude, Roman Reigns. And then there's a guy who looks like a Ken doll.
Uh-huh.
But he's Cody Rhodey.
Rhodes. It's Dusty's kid.
So what is this drama? Because yesterday, apparently, the Rocky fella slapped the other dude. And then people went crazy. Carlin, what is this drama? What's this nonsense?
I don't follow it now.
Thank God.
When I was younger.
Thank God.
Yes, because I told you that the Million Dollar Man taught me that, and then I turned 12.
Larry David.
I missed that memo.
Larry David. Shout out. How about Larry David last week going on with Simmons, Bill Simmons, and saying, wrestling? How old are you? Brian, can you explain what's going on with this?
It's the same thing with the movie and the TV show. But yes, The Rock and Cody Rhodes, there's WrestleMania drama. They went to Vegas. They got everyone there yesterday at T-Mobile. It was the talk of the town.
And you're a grown man.
I am.
And you have children and a wife. And you used to go to, like, pancakes and what was it called? Pile drivers?
Used to. Pancakes and pile drivers, yes.
Please explain to Chris Carlin, when you leave your wife and kids and you go off to these wrestling nerd events by yourself. This breakfast. It was like 7 a.m. Please tell Chris Carlin your pancake pile driver party.
Pancakes and pile drivers. With your wrestling ticket, you also got a stack of pancakes when you got there.
Wow.
It was the best deal in the world.
What was the ticket?
I don't know, 10, 15 bucks.
Right. And then what time of day?
Oh, it was early, like 8, 9 a.m.
And it's like in the hotel ballroom at the Ramada?
Exactly where it is.
And the wrestlers, you've never heard of any of them?
Correct. Some of them have made it big. Very few, but some of them have.
Okay. All right.
So we'll see you in Philly this year.
Yeah. See you there.
Uh-huh.
See you there for whatever that event is. Chris Carlin. Can't wait. Is right. Count us out. Carlin, I don't know if you're like me, but for the better part of, you know, from 97 through about last year, billions and billions of props that you try to work through, and you try to look for value, and you try to look for an angle, and you do all that homework, and you try to tell yourself to narrow it down to just the 20 or 25 plays you really love. I know you guys do pizza money, and I know you're looking for some play in action, but have you gotten smarter and more disciplined in your years to narrow down the stuff you want to play, to go from that 50 plays to now down to 10 or 15? Or do you still play way too much on Super Bowl?
Way too much.
Way too much.
You know what? Just what it kind of occurred to me, really bummed me out the other day.
What's that?
Like, this is the last football game of the season.
Yeah.
And, like, I know that's an obvious statement, but, like, it's just, oh, crap. Yeah. It's the last football game of the season.
Yeah.
And so, yes, no, to me, it is get it in right now. Get in, chase, do whatever you have to do within responsible reasons. And, you know, don't put yourself in a position to miss the mortgage, but at the same time, you know.
Right.
So heads or tails? Yeah. I heard on a sportsman like that heads is due.
Heads is due.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's due.
So which way do we go? Yeah,
that show sounds really educated. That's real good insight on that show.
They said it's due. Three in a row, I think, for tails.
Yeah, three in a row. Law of averages. Uh-huh. Law of averages. Carlin, you got
to... I am going to go... I'm going over 90 and a half seconds
okay.
on the anthem with Reba McEntire.
Are you?
Mm. Yeah,
what
kinda,
do you know?
I kind of think it's going to take the long way home here. You know, I don't know anybody. Although I 1 year was in the stadium during the rehearsal, but I wasn't bright enough to understand, like, you could call somebody and try to get something done here. But no, I didn't think of that.
You were inside the stadium during rehearsal, and you didn't think about, let me time this and see if I can. I mean... It's different now because now they limit your maximums. Back then, it was kind of free rent and you could bet it, 10 places if you knew people. But it didn't occur to you.
But I didn't. That was the thing is I didn't know people. I didn't have a guy back then. This was the Giants-Ravens Super Bowl. And I was in the stadium producing a show that morning.
Tampa.
And they were rehearsing the anthem.
Yeah.
And I did, in fact, time it with my phone. I knew enough to do that. But I did not have anyone to call.
I remember.
So it was just a wait.
Yeah. I remember I won't say the name of the band, early 2000s. And my friend of mine was like a business manager for a member of this big band that was playing halftime. And so I said, yo, you got to let me know what the first song is they're going to play. And she's like, why? And I said, because I'm going to use inside information to bet it. And she goes, we split it. And I said, great. So she told me the first song was going to be on the set list, but there was like a $200 max. So I said, it's a shame, but here's your $50 because there's only $100 max.
Right. Wow.
So here's your 50. It was $200. Chris Carlin joins us live on Super Friday on ESPN 106.3 worldwide on the YouTube channel, as well as on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. You hear him generally noon to 3 if you're smart. And if you're here locally, you're smart by going over to the app. But 2 to 3 here on ESPN West Palm. All right, what are you looking at? This is not pizza money. This is beyond pizza money, Carlin. This is a fascinating number for me, being that it's 2. It's 2.5. We stayed off the key number of 3. But why in the world are the Chiefs a 2-point dog? And why have we seen every major ticket, $1,750,000, $500,000, why are they all on San Francisco thus far? Are they trying to steam the line? What am I missing?
No, listen, Joe and I were talking about this earlier. He basically broke it down into a couple of things, but primarily they look at the talent across the board on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at all of what has gone into the journey to get here and what you're seeing, and that's how they have ultimately decided. They feel like, you know, you look at both teams, I don't think anybody would argue that if you're looking for overall talent, that there's more on the 49ers than there is on the Chiefs. The problem is, how much of that does Patrick Mahomes make up for? Like, the words Patrick Mahomes and underdog, just, they don't belong together.
It's wild.
They don't. Yeah. It's silly to even put the two together. And yet, here he is in this spot. So, for me, I see this personally as more of a pick'em game than anything else. I wish I could understand it. I am on the Chiefs myself. If you're going to give me the 2 points, I'm going to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, I think that San Francisco is going to dare them to run the football and try to do everything they can to have not have Mahomes beat them. And good luck with that.
Chiefs, by the way, keep in mind, their entire road has been outdoors in cold weather. This is climate control. This will be their first postseason game they play in nice weather. They played at home against Miami, minus 25. They played at Buffalo, minus 10. They played at Baltimore, plus 15, 20 degrees. So this will be climate control, fast track, if you will, perfect air, if you will, which helps precision and finesse. And I just thought of this theory. Tell me if you like it or not, Carlin. I thought of this while you were speaking. I get the feeling that if the line were reversed, if it were Chiefs minus 2, there would actually be more tickets and more money on Kansas City that way and less bets on San Francisco than the false security these people might be getting by taking San Francisco as a favorite. In other words, I think more people are betting San Francisco because they feel like, oh, they're a 2-point favorite. See, there's, am I crazy to think that?
I wouldn't say you're crazy. I don't think it would be the case, but I don't mean sharps.
I don't mean sharps. I mean the people that just came on with sports betting because all of a sudden now they've got an account and they're 19 years old and they're like, well, they're a 2-point favorite, so they probably should win. They're expected to win. I'm gonna if it was plus 2 San Francisco, would they still? They wouldn't see it as value getting the points. They would see it as the Chiefs. See, they're outmatched.
Yeah, listen, I understand your rationale with it for sure. But I don't know that it would be drastically different. I still think people have looked at the 49ers as the best team in the league all season.
Yep.
And if you're being truthful about it, the last two games, they have played C to C-plus level games and have won them.
Right.
So, you know, is the couple of weeks, is it going to heal them up a little bit more? Are they going to be sharper based on what you're talking about? Because, I mean, their offensive weapons are off the charts,
yep,
if we're being truthful about it. So I think that's more of what we're looking at here.
Escaped. I would say the Niners escaped. I wouldn't say they won those games. I mean, we know, but they feel like they escaped.
So Dan Campbell helped them
for
dramatically.
Sure. Yes. So which goes to tell you that if you needed that to get by, well, then where are we at? Because Andy Reid won't be that guy. So you are playing Kansas City plus the 2 and propositions.
Yeah.
Couple props you like, Chris Carlin?
Yeah, there's a couple. MVP, I have played Kelce at 17-1.
Wow.
Last check on ESPN bet down at 14-1. Just because Joe made this point earlier in the week. When you've had quarterbacks who have been in the position to win a championship for a third time, a lot of times they will go in a different direction, i.e. Deion Branch in the Super Bowl against the Eagles,
right. Yep.
As opposed to Brady.
Yep.
That's happened a couple of other times. Happened with Montana as well. So in that case, I'll jump on Kelce here because who's voting? 16 writers and broadcasters,
mm-hmm,
and the fans. And the fans' vote counts for 20%. Those other 16 votes count for 80%. What are they looking for? What's been the biggest story all year? I think if it's close between you could give it to Mahomes or you could give it to Kelce, Kelsey's going to get it because he's the better story. Then, if the Niners do, in fact, play to a point where they are daring Kansas City to run the ball, Pacheco at 30-1 is tremendous value to me.
Wow.
Why not?
He could have a couple breakaways. He could score 2 touchdowns. He could have a couple big runs. I like your rationale. You guys. Yeah.
Last one I'll give you real quick is Rashee Rice. This one is Joe's because Joe points out that, with Rice, you have somebody that has the exact same props as Kelce, and yet Kelsey's 14-1 and Rice 60-1. So at the very least, why wouldn't you take a shot on Rashee Rice at that point?
I like the rationale. Form ball may be smarter than he seems or sounds.
No, he is smarter than he sounds. Wow. Absolutely.
Chris Carlin. Carlin versus Joe. ESPN Radio, noon to 3, 2 to 3 here in West Palm Beach. We appreciate the time once again. Best of luck to you on Sunday, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Josh. Be good, brother.
We appreciate you. Sorry about that. Chris Carlin. Welcome back to me. Joining us live on our Super Friday broadcast. We come back. We go live to Super Bowl Radio Row in Las Vegas with one of the most recognized broadcasters on the entire row, Steve Politziner. Will be with us. Pierre Garçon our own local legend, John I. Leonard alum and Super Bowl participant with the Indianapolis Colts. He will join us and many more. It is Super Friday on ESPN 106.3.com.
It's Super Friday on ESPN West Palm. Presented by Twin Peaks, Celsius, the Miami Open, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, Hard Rock Bet, and Formula One. Here are your hosts, Josh Cohen and Christian Catt.
Our special coverage continues live from Super Bowl Radio, Rosemary Square. It's still clever.
It is. I'm a fan.
Yeah, that's right. It is Super Friday on ESPN 106.3 as we stream live on the ESPN app worldwide on any smart speaker by telling it, play ESPN West Palm. And today, with all the beautiful imagery and a low camera angle, very unflattering, on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, where you can watch the festivities in real time, special celebrity guests on the way. We apologize to Joe Montana, who we had to bump because we had to find a time slot for the former host of the Stephen Craig Show.
Yeah, I hope Joe understands.
Montana's a good dude. Yeah. I worked an event with him on stage, the two of us together, a little fundraiser event. He's a lot of fun, so I'm sure he'll understand because as much as I'm sure you guys want to hear from Joe Montana right now, we're going to go live to Super Bowl Radio Row, not Rosemary Square, but the Row, to the former host of the Stephen Craig Show, the president of Good Karma Brands, parent company of our ESPN West Palm, the illustrious Steve Politziner. Boy, you bumped Joe Montana. You understand for this time slot. No pressure, Steve. No pressure. It's all on you.
Well, it's all good. I'm happy to join you. I think your producers are still learning the difference between Eastern time and Pacific time.
Wow.
Really here right now. Let's try that out real quick. C-Cat, 10:15 a.m. Pacific is what time in the East time zone?
Is it daylight savings? Where are we at with that?
It's 3 hours.
Yeah, good point.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Paul Letziner, yeah. you are on Radio Row. You've been there many times through the years. I always loved being on Radio Row. And for you, it's got to harken back to so many memories and how far not just this station, but this company has gone since its very inception. For you, you got to look back now in our portfolio that you oversee, ESPN New York, LA, Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, Cleveland, West Palm, the entire national radio network, podcast network. So it's a little different. You get to take a victory lap this year.
Yeah, I don't exactly think anyone's running up to say hi, because that former NFL player who people are looking to book on their shows. But no, it's always so fun to be here and enjoy it. Yeah. Becoming a Radio Row since the late 90s. And, some things have changed and some things haven't. There's a lot of sweaty media people standing around. Yeah. There's a lot of people looking for free anything, as like any typical, media, radio or the like would do. There's a lot of chasing around the one athlete that's making their way right now. There's about 37 people trailing Donovan McNabb, trying to get them on their show. But one big change, the biggest change I would say over the last couple of years, is that it is not just radio. You have your streamers, you have your influencers. In fact, I believe what I read is this year, there are actually more non-radio stations at Radio Row, which is no longer called Radio Row. It's called Media Row now because of, the growth in consumption and the way people are consuming sports.
Podcast, video platforms, the world is changing. There'll always be a place for live audio, whether you call it radio or not. There'll always be a place for live and local and regional radio in the form of audio, some capacity or the other. But I know that for you, it's part of being a fan. It's part of getting a chance from a business standpoint in media. So it's fascinating from that perspective. But with that said, I know you, and I know you look around and go, oh my God, there's so-and-so, because at our core, we're still all fans, and I'm sure there's been players and coaches and celebrities that you've been excited about seeing. For example, whom?
I just got here yesterday, so I have not been everywhere, but before you called, I was just watching the Pat McAfee Show live, and it's cool. It's really cool to see his enthusiasm, his energy, and he's the it guy. Like, there is no show going on right now that has a larger crowd. There is a probably 100-person crowd. And keep in mind, to get in here, you already had to be credentialed. These aren't fans. So these are media people that want to be watching what Pat McAfee's doing. And I'd say he's like kind of the it guy. The other it guy, as you probably see on like memes, is the Andy Reid lookalike guy, who literally is the spitting image of Andy Reid. He's making the rounds
with the menu.
I do think occasionally people think it's actually Andy Reid, and that's like the best part of it. Is when so a little more naive, a little more green, it's like, whoa, there's Andy Reid, there's no one around him, let's go book him.
Wow. Can you imagine being like, hey, the guy with the Waffle House menu,
right?
I'm sure he doesn't have anywhere to be. He's walking around by himself.
And his game plan's all set. Can just hang in Radio Row.
And I'm sure a lot of people are booking Steve also. They need a football player.
Yeah, Steve, are you being asked to join a lot of shows?
No, but I just somehow ended up becoming Santonio Holmes' guest booking agent. So somehow I have people coming up to me. And I just did get him a nice spot in Vegas. And I think I was trying to line him up for you. It's just one of my other hats that I used to wear a long time ago of booking guests at Media Row. And you know what? That's great. You know, we all got to wear lots of hats.
I imagine that one day you'd wind up being Santonio Holmes' booking agent. That's what I always figured for you.
I was only hoping to get to this point. I've made it.
I was hoping to get him on this show, but I guess Steve's putting him on other shows. So we appreciate that. I ran into Santonio at the Berkey Bash, the Dave Burke Foundation event in December. And he talked to me for about 20 minutes about yoga, the importance of yoga, spending time every day, how he needs it, how it'd be great for me and my scrambled brains. Have you guys talked yoga, Steve? You and Santonio Holmes?
No, we haven't gotten to that. That level. That's your thing. But yeah, he's a Super Bowl MVP.
Sure is.
And he's wearing his ring, and he's got this really cool jacket, Super Bowl jacket.
Yeah.
So everyone is definitely gravitating. You know, to Tone, which is great. Palm Beach County guy, making Belle Glaze, making him proud.
That's exactly right. We're proud of him. We're proud of you. Have a great time out there on Media Row. Enjoy the weekend. All the business gets done. Do you stick around still for the game, or have you smartened up now and left early like I used to?
Some years I do, some years I don't. Yeah, no, I'm actually staying for the game this year. We have some, you know, phenomenal partners and great things going on, you know, out here that are going to be really fun, and I'm hoping it'll be a great game as well. Looks like it's going to be a great game.
Steve Poltziner, who you taking? Last question, last word. Who you got here?
I keep waffling back and forth, and it might just be like I don't really want to see the Chiefs win again.
Right.
So, and my one big thing, and I was at this really neat podcast yesterday with Bill Barnwell, Mina Kimes, and Dominique Foxworth,
awesome,
and Kevin Clark, sort of like the ESPN. You know, pods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not claiming this, you know, as my own, but you know, one of the things, you know, that they ultimately were talking about is you don't have a great offensive line for the Niners. Mm-hmm. And you have one really disruptor defensively for Kansas City in Jones. All they have to do, they have all these other unbelievable weapons. Get the ball to these weapons, and this just does not sound, you know, like so prophetic, but get the ball to any of the weapons, Debo, Ayuk, McCaffrey, anybody, get the ball to Kittle, any of their weapons, and let them do their thing. Shanahan needs this so bad just because of what's happened to him. I'm almost like rooting for the Niners, but I think the Niners will pull it out by a close one. I don't know on the line. I think it's right on the line.
It betting against the Chiefs for a third consecutive go round feels like a dangerous proposition, but it might have
to. Yeah, that's the other side. That's the other side.
I got you. Steve Poltziner, enjoy your time out there. Appreciate you joining us on Super Friday. Thank you. Have fun.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Steve Poltziner, president of Good Comer Brands, and of course, longtime host of Steve and Craig Show.
That's how everyone knows him.
We come back, we'll be joined by Pierre Garçon. Is that correct, CK?
You got it.
John I. Leonard alum.
Yep.
And of course, played in this game in Miami.
I did.
With the Colts versus the Saints 14 years ago.
Wow.
14 years ago this month, believe it or not. It is Super Friday. We're back in moments on ESPN 106.3.
It's Super Friday on ESPN West Palm. Presented by Twin Peaks, Celsius, the Miami Open, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, Hard Rock Bet, and Formula One. Here are your hosts, Josh Cohen and Christian Catt.
A little Usher on the rejoin. And by the way, I know you can bet on the first song that Usher will play. This might be a decent play because I don't think he's going to come with Yeah out the gate.
You need something safe, oh, not too slow.
It kind of brings you in.
Yeah. I'm with you.
This might be the first song that Usher brings when he takes center stage on Sunday afternoon.
It's a good just one. Saying.
A young man who once upon a time took center stage in this game, drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, spent time there, Baltimore Ravens as well, and won a Super Bowl with your New York Giants in that 21-17 game over New England, which was outstanding, with memorable moments you shall recall. You also hear him weekdays as he does what we've done, and that is survive the Evan Cohen Experience. Mm-hmm. Weekday, 6 to 10 on Unsportsmanlike with our boy Evco and Michelle Smallman. He is Chris Canty, who joins us live on Super Friday here on ESPN 106.3. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I appreciate you gentlemen having me on.
We appreciate you taking time to join us. What do you think of my theory that Oh My might be the first song Usher plays when he takes stage on Sunday?
I like it. It's something to get all of the people up out of their seats, get everybody in the vibe. And you know Usher is the ultimate showman. This is a way to come out with that emphatic track that everybody knows, everybody into it. So I like your theory. I think you actually might be right.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, you know, a slow jam. Yeah. I think it's going to be a love song. It's got, you know, start a new relationship, make me wanna. It can't open with make me wanna.
You got to start fast, I feel like.
You got to start fast. That's exactly right. Chris Canty, Super Bowl is, if you ask me, the consummate American event. Super Bowl Sunday is the most American holiday for a number of reasons. And Vegas is the consummate American city. Nothing is what it seems. Try to get rich quick. Everything's a scam and a scheme and a dream. The marriage on this is perfect. But you played the game for a very long time. You talked the game. You lived the game. I've asked everybody. Because if you're of a certain age, you never imagined a Super Bowl in Vegas was possible. As much as you thought it'd be a great idea. It is shocking how seamless the league and gambling have gone hand in hand, and the league in Vegas have gone hand in hand. You have to imagine, I'm going to guess too, that this day we thought probably would never come. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the NFL has leaned into the culture in American sports with gambling. It was something that was inevitable.
Right.
And so I think that this is, you know, progressive from the NFL to embrace it in the way that it has. And the most important thing moving forward with the partnership is being able to do so in a way that encourages your consumers to do it in a responsible way. So I think that's why Roger Goodell has limited the amount of commercial time that all of these gambling entities have throughout the course of the Super Bowl, throughout the course of the pregame. I think it's important to emphasize the responsibility of it because we all know that gambling can be an addiction for some. So I think it's important that the NFL embraces it because it's the way of American sports now, but you have to do so responsibly. But yeah, I never thought that we would get to this point just because the league 20 years ago was so staunch against gambling and believing that, you know, the presence of gambling could somehow affect the integrity of the game. But I think it's clear that that's not going to be the case in terms of the product that we all see on the field. Even when players have come close to that line, we've seen the NFL drop the hammer on them in the way of discipline. So, yeah, I think it's important that the NFL leans into that relationship that it has with sports wagering, but also makes sure that there are clear guardrails for both the consumer and the players and the coaches.
The reality is gambling was always a huge part of the NFL, of ratings, of interest. It was always a huge part of it. Now it's legalized. Now it's regulated. And so now when you run toward regulation like the UFC did with regulation and laws, you see the explosion in growth and how you're so much better off. And it's not like suddenly the NFL's like, oh, gambling. Before they were like, this is what drives us. We just have no peace, no part of it. It's 99% illegal. And now we're legal on board. Adults should have the right to do as they so choose. Other cultures, other continents. Europe's been betting on sports for decades and decades and century. And finally, North America catches up. Canty, question. Dallas Cowboys, they drafted you. You played there. Playing there is different than playing elsewhere. It's kind of like being with the Yankees. More scrutiny, more expectation, more comes with that. How is being a Cowboy different in the sense of, you know, all of that comes with that?
It's a different degree of scrutiny. The expectations are obviously there because it's one of the most covered teams in the National Football League.
Yep.
But I think the goal is ultimately the same, right? Everybody wants to win a championship. And because of the branding of the Dallas Cowboys and the great players of yesteryear, I think you feel the weight of that when you walk into the building. So, you know, it was a great experience for me, having an opportunity to be ushered into the league playing for that franchise. It gave me an opportunity to make my name, utilizing that platform and people getting to know who I was as a talent and as a person. But I think it's a double-edged sword when it comes to, you know, getting caught up in some of the things that you have access to as a member of the Dallas Cowboys, the celebrity that comes along with it, and how that can sometimes get in the way of, you know, developing that culture that allows teams to be successful once they get to the postseason.
The two most watched episodes of First Take were the day after the Dallas Cowboys were eliminated this past year, last year. Can't be coincidence, just saying. Chris Canty joins us live on Super Friday on ESPN 106.3. Defensive end superstar, Cowboys, Giants, Ravens, now unsportsmanlike, where he survives 4 hours in a small room with Evan Cohen. Brian, you know what that's like.
Oh, a decade of surviving Evan. Can't he just sit so close to him also? Canty, poor guy.
Got to sit close to him. Evan's a big sweater. Evan's, you know, he's got the towel on his shoulder. Like at the barbecue, he's got a pile of napkins. He sweats a lot. He needs a cold. He talks really loud, at least used to. Canty, 6 a.m., and it's Monday. Does he come out screaming like he used to with us, or is he toned it down? Is it, come on in!
Oh, no, he hasn't toned down anything. I mean, 6 a.m., it's good morning!
6 a.m., bro.
Wow, shocked in the system. And you're right on the sweating part. As a matter of fact, the ladies that take care of our makeup in between segments, they came in and said he looked like a human French fry because he was dripping sweat and he was glistening under the camera light. That's what it is. But he's absolutely, absolutely phenomenal at being able to get me the ball in my spot so I can dunk it.
Amen.
You know, he's one of the best drivers in the radio business. You know, he's passionate about it. The guy, when he's not on the radio, he's constantly listening to radio. He absolutely loves the medium, and that's all I could ask for in a partner.
Amen. Well said. Yes, Evan, who sweats like Smokey in Debo's chicken coop. Just sweat. let's call it what it is. Chris Canty, this game is different, and I don't just mean, you know, big stage, bright lights, and championship, last game of the year. It's different in that, you know, ritual goes out the window because it takes forever to get through America the Beautiful and the anthem and Lift Every Voice. And then halftime is 2.5 times longer than normal. For you guys that are so set in ritual and routine, that's a difficult thing, I would imagine. What do you recall about that Super Bowl win and how you guys manage that? That's Tom Coughlin, who was always, you know, if you're on time, you're late, right? So, that had to be something that you guys learned about all week heading into, but it had to even be more strange than what you expected when it was happening. What was that week like and then leading up to? Yeah, what was that like?
It's completely foreign because for NFL players, you know, the kickoff times in the league are 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, maybe 4:25, and 8 o'clock.
Right.
You don't have a 6:30 kickoff.
Right.
So, like, even from that standpoint, it's a little bit tough. And so I just think that adjusting to that and staying in the moment is absolutely critical. And that's what needs to be emphasized. And that's where the experience factor can come into play. Because you do have a protracted halftime, and it's a lot longer than you're used to. And having to stay warm, having to stay loose, having to stay mentally dialed in, but not to the point where you get too tight. It's very nuanced, but it's important. That's why they say experience is a huge advantage in these circumstances, and that's why the Kansas City Chiefs have emphasized trying to keep things exactly the same from a scheduling standpoint from year to year when it comes to their Super Bowl trips. And so I think that's the thing that the challenge for the 49ers, they've been complaining about the facilities, been complaining about the field all week long. Being able to block all of that stuff out and just focus on the moment that you're in is going to go a long ways to determine whether or not you can have success.
Resident Super Bowl champion and Evan Cohen survivor, 5 days a week. Chris Canty, one last question for you, please. You see the game differently than most folks do because of your intimate knowledge thereof. You've also learned in media to separate what you want to happen from what you believe will happen. Something strange about this 2-point betting line. Something strange about the fact that the Chiefs are an underdog a third consecutive week in the most impressive journey they've had in the entire Mahomes era. When you look at this matchup, and we know football, much like fights, is a game of matchups, you see a matchup advantage / disadvantage in what area that the others aren't talking about. And you're going to say on Sunday, look, I told you this would be a factor, and it is. What advantage, what matchup would that be, Canty?
yards after catch for the 49ers receivers, and I'm including George Kittle in that number. The 49ers had the highest yards after catch on average of any team in the NFL. Yep. And I think the physicality of Deebo Samuel and George Kittle in particular will pose a problem for the Kansas City Chiefs secondary. Because let's face it, Steve Spagnuolo is going to try to talk the 49ers out of running the football by defensive formation. He's going to stack the box. He's going to have guys inside the tackle box and close to the line of scrimmage. That means one-on-one on the outside. And the defensive backs, the corners and the safeties from the Chiefs are going to have to do a great job of tackling on those short and intermediate routes that Kyle Shanahan loves to feature in his passing concept. So to me, that is the hidden advantage for the San Francisco 49ers, taking advantage of the high blitz rate from the Chiefs. They blitz. They have the seventh highest blitz rate of any team in the NFL. It's only going to go up with Charles Omeno, who being out with a torn ACL. So I just think when they're sending those five- and six-man pressures, the San Francisco 49ers are going to hit them with those quick passes, slants, crossers, digs off of the dagger concept. And the Chiefs' DBs have to be able to tackle those. And I see the 49ers having an edge in that facet of the game. And that's why I'm leaning towards San Francisco.
Leaning towards San Francisco, which means Monday he can say, I told you I was leaning.
Right.
That's all.
It's a good cover.
It's
I like
a great
it.
Way to play.
I'm picking the 49ers to win.
An exclusive. Chris Canty breaking it here on ESPN West Palm Super Friday. He is taking the Niners to win. Chris Canty, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Look forward to hearing you Monday morning, 6 a.m.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you, sir. You as well. When we come back, maybe the greatest NFL story never told. You heard what I said. Never told. This is a local guy with a Disney fairy tale story that never truly got its final piece to make it to the silver screens in the theater. But the book rights are in process as we speak. Okay. Fabrizio Scaccia, local guy. People don't realize the answer to trivia questions, you had no idea. He's the answer. We'll tell you what that question is. 49ers. This guy, he should be kicking in this game on Sunday. He's not, but we'll explain. That comes up next. Super Friday here on ESPN 106.3.